And I just had written about this monarch, and I had just read a whole chapter twice about Monarch Butterfly and Jack and the whole story, and I didn't think too much more about it, but I bent over to see what it was doing there, you know, and I went out and I went down to pick it up, and it looked up at me, and as if to say, excuse me, but I'm a butterfly, you know, I don't deal with people, I don't, you know, my DNA has been programmed to stay away from people, and it flew away, which was fine, and it flew out about 40 yards to the right, and it made a U-turn, and it came back, and it landed on my finger, right here. This butterfly looked at me, and I had never had a butterfly fly up and just land right on my finger. And I looked at it and I said, Jack? Because your mind transcends limitations and your consciousness expands in every direction. You've got to understand what it must be like to be in the world of spirit without a body, which I visualize a lot in my life. And if there's no time and there's no space and all of this stuff that I've been speaking about, then when we leave this world, we can be any place at any time because there is no time and there is no place. So it doesn't seem to me inconceivable that a spirit could be in a butterfly, and it could be in a butterfly on Maui, or it could be in Arizona, or it could be in Nova Scotia, or it could be in Brazil, and it could go back and forth to any of those because places and time don't exist anyway. So that doesn't seem inconceivable to me at this point. I've contemplated that enough. So this butterfly lands on my finger and starts flapping its wings back and forth, like it's sending me semaphore signals. Right. I had my cell phone in my bathing suit pocket, and I picked up the phone, and I called Joanna. I said, Joanna, you're not going to believe this. An hour ago, I was reading to you about Jack and the butterflies and all of that, and I said, and I've now got a butterfly that has just flown out of the blue and landed on my finger. And Joanna, who's this real spirit, you know, she's a real hippie, you know, from way back, just one of those cool ladies, you know, that I've loved a long, long time. She said, Wayne, that's great. She said, it's probably Jack. Just go meditate. Just sit down and meditate with it. So I said, but it's a butterfly. I mean, don't you think it's strange that it's just come? She said, just be with it. So I went, but before I did, I called Reed at the publishing house. And with Reed, I can freak out a little more. With Joanna, you got to be cool, you know? But with Reed, I'm saying, you're not going to believe what the hell has just happened. This is the most friggin' crazy thing I've ever seen. I've seen a butterfly, and it's landed on me, and it won't leave. And he said, we've been wondering what picture to put on the cover of the book. Right away, thinking, you know, of the design of the book. He said, get a camera and get a picture of it, and we'll use it on the cover of the book. I said, get a camera? I said, it's weird enough that I've got my cell phone with my bathing suit here. I don't have a camera. I don't have any money with me. I can't. He said, you got to get a picture. That'd be great. And he's laughing and having the time of his life, and I'm saying, wait, there's a butterfly. You don't understand. And a monarch butterfly on my finger. So I go over and I sit down. I hang up the phone. I go and I meditate. So it was at 1 o'clock. So I sat there for 30 minutes meditating with this butterfly. Now, I know this is going to sound weird. I know I'm a little older now. And that's one of the advantages, you know, that I can point out when it gets weird so that you don't think I don't know. I know it's weird, what I'm about to say. And I know that you're going to think that it's weird, and that's okay. Whoever you are listening to this now, I know this sounds crazy, and it's okay. But I put this butterfly during my meditation right up to my eye, as close as I could get to it, and I looked at its little butterfly mouth, and I swear to you that this butterfly was trying to talk to me. Its little mouth was going. I didn't even know butterflies had mouths like that, you know, doing all this crazy little thing. And I'm looking at it, and I said, Jack? And I swear, I took this butterfly and I put it over by my ear. And I wasn't holding on to it. It was just in case there was some, and I've got this butterfly next to my ear trying to listen to what it might be saying to me. I was really freaked out with this monarch butterfly. Nothing. But it just was, and its wings were going back and forth. So I decide I'm going to walk back to my place. It's about 3/4 of a mile, I would say, to walk back. All right? But I have to walk back along the ocean. Now, in the afternoon on Maui, the trade winds really pick up. So I'm walking along on my way back to my place, and the winds start coming in off the ocean, blowing, and the butterfly's wings are moving all the way to the left so far that you would think that this thing would just fly away, but he's gripping on like it's his life depends on this thing. He won't let go. Even when I put my other finger in it, he would just slip right over to the other finger. When I got tired of holding him up there for a while, I'd have to rest my arm. And the wings were bent all the way over as far as they possibly could be, but it wouldn't fly away. And I thought, wow, this is a really determined butterfly. And that's the way Jack was. I mean, he was one of these guys that, I mean, he knew he was going to build the largest Unity Church in the world at that time. And he couldn't see anything other than that happening. And that he was able to raise the millions of dollars that it took in order to make it happen and so on. It's just the kind of guy he was. And I just couldn't get Jack. In fact, even as I'm telling this story right now, I feel Jack right here with me right now. And as I'm walking along the beach, there's a little girl who's standing in front of one of the hotels along there, sobbing, just sobbing, tears running down her face. Mommy, you don't understand. She's about 4 years old. They gave me the wrong color Slurpee. She's upset about a Slurpee. She got the wrong color. She ordered yellow and they gave her purple. And she's just like, terrified and just, you know, angry and upset and sobbing and screaming at her mother because she got the wrong, I ordered purple and all right, so I stop and I tap her on the shoulder and I said, excuse me, honey. I said, would you like to see my pet butterfly? And she looked up at me and she was just astonished. She said, what's his name? I said, Jack. Jack, can I have him? Can I keep him? I said, no, you can't have him. It's mine. I almost cried like she did. But the interesting thing was that her tears dried up instantly, and she went from pissed to blissed, all right, in 1 second, just like that. I mean, her face just lit up, and she put her finger out. The butterfly wouldn't go to her, but she was petting his little wings and so on, and just... So I just continued on my way, and I got back to my place. Now about, it's after 2 o'clock. It's been an hour now. This butterfly has not left. Been trying to talk to me, been trying to communicate with me. I'm telling you, it's true. You find yourself in a new and a great and a wonderful world. Things do change, and your world changes, and these kinds of miracles. To me, this is an outright miracle. That a butterfly, because I've been around butterflies a lot, and since then I've been around them, and every time I see a monarch, and I try to get them to come to me, and their DNA is programmed, stay away. Human beings are, you know, we don't come to you very often. So I get back to my place, I walk up the stairs, I go out onto the lanai, and I have my phone with me, and I call downstairs. There's a girl there, her name is Cindy. She's one of the pool attendants down there. And I said, Cindy, do you think you could get up to the little ABC store and get a portable camera and come back here within the next few minutes because I'd like you to take some pictures? And Cindy's going, oh boy, I knew this guy was weird. Now he wants me to come to his apartment and take pictures, I don't know. I said, Cindy, it's okay. I said, there's $100 in it for you if you can get here in 5 minutes. She said, you want to give me $100 to take pictures? And yes. I said, Cindy, honest, it's fine. I said, I don't want to explain to you what it is, but I got a butterfly up here. She said, okay. She took off and she came back. She brought her one of those little portable cameras, and she took 29 pictures.